You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you're growing. Now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life. When the world never seems to be living up to your dreams, and suddenly you're finding out the facts of life are all about you. You. It takes a lot to get them right when you're
Joe, we are engaged in post-breakfast activities. Clearing the dishes, wiping the tables. Sound familiar?
Blair, don't bother her. She's dangerous when she's engrossed.
Yeah, she types with the hunt and punch system. Well, I'm not afraid of her. Ow! You chipped my nail! Mrs. Garrett, look!
Oh, that's very good, Blair.
Mrs. Garrett, Joe struck me.
Yeah, assault with a deadly semicolon.
Mrs. Garrett, she has been bugging me all morning, and I gotta finish this story before journalism class.
Why? All Mr. Gideon wants today is a subject for the story.
I gotta do something to impress the guy. He's been giving me C's all semester.
You've been working really hard, Joe. I'm sure you'll do fine.
It's not that simple, Mrs. G. See, Gideon and I have a kind of love-hate relationship. I love journalism, and he hates me.
Do you realize how lucky we are to have Mr. Gideon? He was a reporter, a correspondent. He's got leather patches on his sleeves. Now, if that's not journalism, I don't know what is.
Big deal.
Joe? Mr. Gideon's the one who gave the students editorial control of the school paper.
So? He's got it in for me. Nothing I do impresses him. He gives me the same kind of look I used to get when I tried to cross 149th Street without the Bronx Barbarian's permission.
She walks in beauty like the night.
Take a hike, Roy.
I come bearing gifts. Bread. Rolls. Prune Danish.
I'll go get the order form.
Huh?
Please, Roy, I don't have time for you right now.
Make time. Blind devotion doesn't grow on trees.
You're beautiful when you type.
Roy, would you give me a break? I got enough problems with Gideon.
Is some obnoxious creep giving you a hard time? Tell him to get lost.
Get lost. I'm talking about my journalism teacher.
Well, here you go, Roy. Bake away.
Let's have dinner sometime. Lunch? Dare I say, breakfast?
No, you daren't. Goodbye. Goodbye. All right, come on, girls. Let's give Joe a little breathing room, huh?
Good luck, Joe.
No, you're
gonna
do it, buddy.
As a journalist, your key word is fact. Fast, accurate, concise, and true. Don't you ever forget that. Now, I would like a progress report on the stories that are due next week. And remember, your fellow students will be reading them in the next edition of the school paper. And we all know how vicious they can be. Okay, who wants to start the ball rolling? Blair.
You're gonna love this, Mr. Gideon. I've decided to write an in-depth story defending Nancy Reagan's purchase of new White House china.
I think that's a point of view that's worth exploring. Thank you, Blair. Wait. Next. Joe? You have a subject?
Well... I got more than that. 300 words.
It's not due today.
Oh, I know, but see, once I got started, I couldn't stop.
Now, go ahead. Read me your league.
The Eastland School's Board of Directors voted 8-3 last week to approve funds to redecorate the faculty lounge. The funds...
Hold it, Joan. Where'd you get that?
I have my sources.
I see. Did your sources tell you that the teachers themselves met yesterday? We decided that the funds should be used elsewhere?
No. But how was I supposed to know that?
It's your job to know. You check, then you double check, then you check again. Tell me what those letters stand for.
Fact. Fast.
Fast, accurate, concise, true. Now, a good reporter gets all four of them. How many did you get?
Look, I spent a lot of time too.
Hey, Joe, time doesn't count. Find another story.
Mrs. Garrett ought to get combat pay for working with her.
Mangle that creep, that slime, that Ivy League sewer rat.
Okay, but what do those poor dishes ever do to you?
Joe, don't be upset just because Mr. Gideon wasn't crazy about your story.
It isn't that. Joe's mad because he made her look stupid in front of the whole class. He should have done that in private.
He wants me to start from scratch with a new story.
He's so cute and yet so cruel.
Joe, if you're having a problem with Mr. Gideon, go and talk to him about it.
What's the point? He doesn't listen to me anyway.
Then write that new story he asked for. Let that do your talking for you.
Mrs. Garrett, there's a little chip out of this one.
I think we got off cheap.
Joe, learn from this. For your next story, pick a subject you know something about that's close to you. Like mob violence.
Hello, lovelies. Lovely-est.
Do you believe this guy?
Is it a little late for one of your deliveries, Roy?
Oh, I'm not here on business. This visit is strictly social.
Roy, I'm not in a good mood. I'm angry and I'm upset. Do you understand?
It's just that I had some news that might interest you.
Roy, a half-price sale on Yamahas wouldn't interest me right now.
It's about Mr. Gideon.
What about him?
I thought we could talk about it over pizza. Loosens my tongue.
I'm gonna loosen some teeth.
All right. Your Mr. Gideon was caught in a raid at a Coke party. And I don't mean the kind of Coke that things go better with.
Cocaine?
I don't believe it.
Roy, you're making this up.
It happened last night. Look, my brother's a policeman at Woods Glen. He told me about it.
Well, your brother is obviously mistaken. There's more than one Mr. Gideon in the whole world.
Robert Michael Gideon, 33 years old, teacher at Eastland.
That narrows it down a little.
I feel sick.
Oh, look, Roy, keep this information to yourself. We wouldn't want it to get out.
Secret's safe with me.
Great, good night, Roy.
What about our pizza?
No.
We'll make it deep dish.
No.
I feel so used.
That was a very noble gesture, Joe, protecting Mr. Gideon like that. I'm impressed.
I'm stunned.
I'm not going to let the Peekskill papers print a sensational, scandalous story like that.
Good.
Our paper's gonna print it.
We can't do that.
Yes, we can. We've got editorial control of the paper, remember? And Gideon told me to find a new story while I got one. And what's a better story than a teacher being busted for cocaine? Hey, thanks a lot, Sergeant. That's all I needed to know.
There's no mistake?
No way.
I still say there's a simple explanation to this whole thing.
Sure, he did it and he got caught. It's my sacred duty as a reporter to make a disgusting spectacle of him.
This has nothing to do with being a reporter, Joe. All you want is revenge.
All right, how does this sound as a headline? Teacher busted in cocaine raid.
Subtle, very subtle.
I'm exhausted. You know, that exercise class should be declared hazardous to your health.
What's going on?
Goofing off.
I see. Actually, Tootie, we're doing something here.
Fine.
Well, it's kind of private.
Great. I'll just wander into the kitchen and fix myself a snack.
Oh, we'd really appreciate that, Tootie. Yeah. Thanks.
Tootie!
All right, all right.
All right, Nat, you're the editor. Give me some feedback.
Joe, I'm not exactly sure about this story. I mean, there may not be room for it in the paper this month. Maybe some other month. Maybe some other year.
Natalie, you don't have to print it.
Yes, she does. Remember the First Amendment? We're talking about freedom of the press here. If Jason Robards hadn't printed Robert Redford's story in All the President's Men, the course of our country's history might have been changed. Think about that, Natalie.
I'm thinking.
You'll be taking your place among the giants of journalism.
You'll be taking your place on a bus out of Eastland.
Now I know why Lou Grant is bald. Mrs. Garrett, can I talk to you about an editorial decision?
Well, wouldn't Mr. Gideon be a better person to ask about that?
Not this time.
Okay. Shoot.
I've got this real hot story, and I'd be hurting someone I respect if I print it. But if I don't, I'll be compromising my journalistic principles.
Oh, that is a tough decision. I remember when I was working on my school paper.
Great. This is what I want. A real-life experience I can use. Go ahead.
Well, I was covering the annual class bake-off. And my best friend, Sarah Schrank, had baked this beautiful 15-inch apple pie. Or so I thought. Just before the judging, I discovered that she had bought the pie at Olson's Bake Shop in town. Well, I didn't know what to do. If I didn't run the story, I'd be deceiving my readers. And if I did, I'd ruin my friendship with Sarah. Well, I'm proud to say that after further investigation, I learned that Sarah had baked it herself and that only the pie plate had come from Olson's.
That's it?
Well, isn't there anything in there you can use?
Not unless the apple pie was laced with cocaine.
Cocaine?
Mr. Gideon was arrested at a cocaine party.
Oh, Natalie. Are you sure about that?
Yes, yes. Joe got the whole story from the police at Woods Glen. Mr. Gideon was at that party, and he was arrested.
Oh, my.
Then you think I should go with the story?
Even if it's true, I'm not sure the story is right for a school newspaper.
Why not?
Well, because I think you're in over your head. This is a difficult subject, and it's better left to people with more experience.
The boat may have sailed on that, Mrs. Garrett. I already printed the story.
Oh, Natalie.
The issue came out this morning.
Oh, then why did you bother asking me?
Habit.
Thanks a lot. I can't believe how great this looks. The headline practically takes up the whole page.
Teacher busted. Don't remind me.
Come on, we're a sensation. The whole school's reading the paper.
I asked you not to remind me.
Terrific story, Joe. There's never been anything like it in the school paper.
All in a day's work.
Who would have thought our Mr. Gideon would be involved in drugs? And you uncovered it. Honestly, Joe, you're a celebrity.
Come on.
Just between us, how did you ever find out about Mr. Gideon?
I've got my sources.
Even if I had found out, I'm not sure if I would have reported it. I mean, he is a teacher.
Oh, that's true, but...
It was a gutsy call, but I made it. In the business of news, there is no room for cowards.
Well, if it isn't Lois Lane and her crusading editor.
Hi, guys.
Don't hi, guys, me. The biggest news of the year, and I have to read about it in the paper.
Sorry, Tootie, but when you got an exclusive, you gotta keep it exclusive.
Do I look like a security leak to you?
Yes.
Okay. All I wanted was an answer.
Well, Joe, I hope you're satisfied with your hatchet job.
I didn't need a hatchet. Haven't you ever heard the pen is mightier than the sword?
Especially when it's dipped in blood.
Ooh. Hey, Mrs. G, what's shaking?
The whole campus, thanks to your story. That's all anybody can talk about.
We noticed. Look, I know I stepped on some toes, and you probably feel sorry.
I'd feel sorry for anyone who was unfairly treated by the press.
Did she say unfairly?
Look, Gideon was arrested, and I reported it.
Mr. Gideon was arrested, that's true, but he was released 1 hour later. There was no evidence that he had used cocaine.
I'm getting that sick feeling again.
The police didn't even press charges. But I didn't read that in your story.
Neither did I.
Look, I talked to the police and they didn't say anything about that.
Did you ask? Did you check with the city attorney for details? Did you go to Mr. Gideon and get his side of it? Joe, you're dealing with a man's professional life. It's not a time to be careless.
Yeah, Joe.
And what about you? You're the editor. You're in this.
Dragged in, towed in.
Locked in. As the editor, you made the final decision.
Where's Robert Redford when I need him?
Nah, I bullied her. It's my story. It's my responsibility. If you're busy or something, I can come back.
Oh, I said my door was always open.
I guess you know why I'm here.
A lynching?
I came to apologize. Mrs. Garrett told me what happened about the cops releasing you and not pressing charges.
Oh, that.
Look, I made a mistake. I admit it. I missed some facts. Okay, some important facts. What do you want me to say? I didn't go far enough, or maybe I went too far? Go ahead, sue me for libel.
Libel? Well, I'd have to prove you wrote that story with malicious intent.
That wouldn't be too tough.
Why?
Because you ride me all the time. You criticize everything I do. You know, no one likes to be told they're a dummy.
Is Is that what you think I've been saying to you all these months?
It's pretty obvious. You rip apart a story I've been slaving over, and then you go ape when Blair reports on a hemline change.
To Blair, journalism is the hour between breakfast and English lit. I know what it means to you. It's exciting for a teacher to see real potential in a student. I ask more from you so that you'll ask more from yourself.
Are you telling me you like my stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Why don't you tell me how we got on opposite sides of the fence?
I don't know. When somebody pushes me, I don't think why, I just push back. Look, I'm sorry. I know my story embarrassed you.
Embarrassed? My God, Joe, a rip in my pants is embarrassed. Look, I'm angry with myself. When I saw what was going on at that party, I should have left. It was my mistake.
What are you doing?
Packing. Did you hand me those folders?
Moving offices?
I'm leaving school.
Did they fire you?
No. No, they asked me to resign. It's for the good of the school. Funny, that's what they said when they hired me.
This is crazy. They can't push you out of school because of some stupid article that I wrote. You gotta do something.
I am. Going back to Boston. Gotta get work on a paper again.
What about teaching?
Oh, no, I don't think so. No, not for a while. Most schools have an aversion to hiring a teacher busted in cocaine raid.
I'll print the follow-up story, and it'll explain everything.
And change nothing.
Well, if that's not enough, we'll get a petition.
Is that my stapler or the school's?
We'll get 1,000 signatures to sign it, and we'll take it to the school board and demand that they...
No, Joe. This isn't something that you can fix. Okay?
But it's my fault. I gotta do something.
Then help me pack.